We had the Miss, you know, Miss Hackett and Miss, I could reel off their names. It was all very respectful.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. No first names.
No. It was very kind to, you know, and if you were not well, Miss Clough, she was concerned with the girls who were not well. So you got told to stay at home in bed.
You got a sneeze.
Yeah. I don't know, because something happened. I think, you know, the Time and Motion people moved in, and yes, they definitely did.
So they automated some of them.
Well, they tried to speed it all up to, you know, not enough. It was too nice.
Right. Genteel.
It was too cosy.
Oh, what a shame. That had a lot of social things going on for the young ladies.
They looked after us very... So we got a lot of parties. We got a real, you know, and I must say, I don't have the photograph. I don't know where it went to, but we had a really large, everybody was invited. So we were all at the tables, and the boss lady, she was very beautiful, and she was there. I think she was within reach of me. So that's, you know.
Was this like a Christmas party?
I think so. Christmas party.
Were there anything else? Was there any like...
Oh, well, bonus, of course.
Oh, good. You got a
bonus. Oh, yes. Bonus. You know, we got a two-week salary, you know, twice, 12 and 6.
Christmas time again or another time?
I think we had bonus in the summer and bonus at Christmas.
Very good. And that was 2 weeks each time?
2 weeks each time. And we really were looked after, definitely, with Miss Clough.
Yeah.
It was all too cosy. It had to go.
Oh, such a shame.
Yeah.
So you obviously enjoyed working there.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yes, because you never changed jobs.
No fear. That was it. I obviously when I retired from, you know, to have my son, that was it.
And did you have to retire quite early? Nowadays girls work to the last minute. Did you have to stop work quite a long time?
Oh, I didn't even work, because I gave it up very quickly. I was not, you know, I wasn't 100%.
Holiday entitlement. Did you get much in the way of holidays paid for?
Yes, well, our holiday would be paid for, you know. 2 weeks with pay would be our holiday. That's all.
That's all. And then just minimum days at Easter and Christmas.
That's it. Yes, minimum days at Easter. And so when you'd had your 2 weeks, if it was a failure, hard cheddar, because you had to wait for the next year. Yeah, I remember taking a holiday. And I was married to George then, but I remember it rained and rained and rained, and it was just nothing you could, you know, because, I mean, we're talking about in England, aren't we?
Yes.
And it can go wrong.
Yes. Whatever time of the year you choose. That was just 2 weeks' holiday. Now, moving on to the sort of the buildings you were in, can you describe, I mean, was it just all on one floor?
I think not. I think originally it was two floors.
This is the building near the railway station.
Yes. Right. I can remember being in my cutting room tables up on the mezzanine. Right. That's what you call a half floor, don't you? And the machines were down there.
Right.
And it was all spacious.
And good lighting.
Oh, absolutely. So it was too good to be true.
And then that moved, when you moved to... adjacent to the stores building, was that on one and two floors?
Oh no, the two floors, because upstairs was the office and downstairs was...
And is it the same building as it is now?
Yeah, well it is more or less.
Haven't changed the outside
appearance. No, because I mean, it's there, isn't it? With the haberdashery, there's now a steps, well that was, you know,
was there,
yeah. So they've opened this end up here for you to collect your shopping. That's what it is now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. And also, describe the other people working there. Gosh, can you describe any of your... We've mentioned two ladies who were sort of very much senior ladies.
Yeah.
What was the structure? So you had the sort of the two ladies who were senior.
Mrs. Fry, Miss Clough and the Mrs. They were two Miss, you know.
Mm.
Two... They were... I think they came in. And Zander, that was another famous one. Mrs. Zander, she's definitely gone. But her son featured heavily in Welling Garden when he used to come to his mother every weekend. And so, you know, they were well established in Welling Garden.
And Mrs. Zander, what role was
she?
Office.
She was office, and I had a lot of dealings with her.
What sort of dealings were there?
Personally, I wore her shoes in for her. And I didn't mind one bit, because it was meant I wasn't using my shoes, wasn't I? But they, so, that, she was, see, everything had a docket.
Yes.
And that, she was the lady with the dockets.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
So really, when you went to the post office, you're going with the finished garment.
Yeah. So, by the way, where you go into John Lewis, if you come across from the, you know, the diagonal crossing of the, from Debenhams there.
Yes.
And you come to the John Lewis, that was the wing, and that's where Cresta's shop was.
Oh, there was a Cresta shop in Welling.
They had a luxury shop in there.
So did any of the people you worked with decide they wanted to go and work in the retail side? Did they change from being on the dressmaking side to the retail side?
Well, all I know is, I don't think, it was, you remember, it was very, very small.
Mm.
It was, and it was all very Victorian, you know what I mean. I mean, he wasn't cracking the whip. It was
Tom Heron? Or,
no, that's right. Tom Heron was a sweetie.
Mm.
And
so we got the two misses, Mrs. Clough and, you mentioned the other lady, they were over everybody. And then did you have like a supervisor over the cutters?
Yes. Ruth Downing.
And she was over the cutters?
She was my boss, right. You know, so to speak, yeah.
Yes. And so how many cutters did she have working for her?
Three or four.
And you said about 10 machinists.
Well, that's what I remember. I mean...
And then there would be finishers, people who finished it off.
Well, yeah,
the hand,
but then you sat round the table all together because you're going to chatter, aren't you? So this big long table and the dress you'd be working on would be in front of you, but somebody else would be there and somebody else... You see what I mean?
So you would do the cutting as part of your main job, but then you'd move on to the table to help with the finishing?
No. I was considered... Oh, no, I considered myself above that.
Right. When you start, you possibly...
I did it, but I think I was chuffed to death because I think it was a week. And so they had decided I would do nicely for their runner.
So it was 1 week as a finisher dog's body, and
that's
then
it.
The runner.
Yeah.
How long were you a runner for?